Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's pose. Empowerment in vulnerability. Finding sisterhood on the road. The most common side effect of solo traveling. The most common side effect of traveling is definitely the constant deep thoughts and the never-ending reflections. Goodness, traveling solo can be a daunting task, especially when shit hits the fan. For me, nothing dramatic is up. I've just been in my feelings lately, not necessarily the good ones. I wake up crying, the tiniest thing will set me off, and I am exhausted all the time. Parallel to that, I currently have a zero bullshit tolerance. Or rather, I have this unyielding need to set boundaries in a way I've never felt before. I can't let even the smallest thing slide. This side of my personality completely surprised me. I'm used to letting my people-pleasing needs get the better of my boundary-setting abilities, but for the past 2 weeks, I am setting boundaries left and right without any hesitation or censorship. It feels both incredibly thrilling, even empowering. Can it really be this easy? But it also feels super uncomfortable, as I'm not sure everybody likes this side of me. And who am I if I'm not liked? Free. Free and human, perhaps. In many ways, I recognize this grumpier, more firm, secure self from my childhood. A core self that I, somewhere along the way in life, got used to hiding. Feeling shame over, minimizing. As empowering as it is to rediscover aspects of yourself, I can't get over how uncomfortable I feel. All of my feelings are right at the surface for everyone to see and endure. I feel powerless and naked, like my whole inner being is on display for everyone. Staying in a dorm with 10 other women, at a hostel which is constantly buzzing with people and energies from all over the world, is overwhelming right now. And yet, in a space where there is nowhere to hide, I can only surrender to reality. For the past 2 weeks, I am learning to navigate this new hyper-emotional state I am in. Sisterhood and hostel life. To my surprise, I have during these weeks been blessed by the uncompromising, unwavering sisterhood of women. Despite being my least charming self, women here at the hostel have gathered in something best described as a protective circle around me. It is the small things, the hand on my back, the looking into my eyes, the inclusion into their everyday routines that has started to take shape here at the Backpackers. I started crying when Hadiya one morning told me she was cooking breakfast for me. For her, it was such a simple thing, but for me, who's been struggling with appetite for too long now, for me, it was everything. We're a handful of women who are staying at Curiosity for a month or more, everyone from different parts of the world, with different journeys, reasons, and ways of being. I don't know if they sense my vulnerability, or if they actively see the wreck I am in and can't help but reach out a hand. It doesn't matter. I am absolutely amazed by the sisterhood and care I feel right now. Last weekend was also spent in the company of strong women. I went to Pretoria yet again to reunite with my old Peter Meyersburg gang, Le Rato & Sne. I feel such an overwhelming sense of joy and gratitude every time we meet or talk. That we are able to meet like this, years, lives, continents apart, and yet, despite this, truly meet. Not just see each other, but appreciate, celebrate, and lift each other up, wherever we are in our lives. As I sit back and watch these women shining in their light, I conclude that it is a luxury and a privilege to be part of women's lives. There is nothing more enriching. The weekend in Pretoria was naturally filled with laughter, a lot of catching up, drinks, and adventure. I am truly blessed. It would have been so easy to feel lonely on a journey like this, especially considering how everything started, but no. Instead, these women, known as strangers, show up and give me from their abundance. Yes, I am blessed. I feel held by the universe and the very women present in my life. Future, dreams, doubts, and purpose. Once I got back from Pretoria to Johannesburg, it hit me. This could be my life. I mean, obviously, this is my life right now, but this, having access to these amazing people on a regular basis, that could actually be my reality. If I make it. Make what? I'm not sure of at all. When I was in Pretoria, I took the opportunity to visit the Swedish embassy. A family friend is currently stationed there, and she was happy to show me around. It felt surreal walking those corridors, saying hello to the titles I once dreamed of becoming. Now I'm not so sure anymore. Ever since I saw the finish line of my university studies, I've been feeling claustrophobic at the thought of a 9-to-5 job. I wonder if that truly is the only way to achieve economic stability, or are we entering a new era where we are allowed to exist outside of those hamster wheel norms? Thousands upon thousands of thoughts are going through my head. A lot of doubt as well about the journey I've decided to embark on. But I'm also realizing that my hypersensitivity now is affecting everything. In a weird way, I feel like I am two people. One is the emotional mess, and the other one is observing the emotional state I am in. The observer feels calm. I know at my core that everything is the way it is supposed to be. My travel tip of the week. Let things take their time. Don't stress if things don't work out as you thought. It was hardly in my plans to go through this in a hostile environment. And yet, by allowing it to take space, facing it, and giving myself time to take care of it, I have been given just the right support I need. Yes, it is not what I imagined to be doing in this vibrant city, but I trust it is just what I need. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Afear Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.